It's time to welcome our special guest. She's an Emmy Award-winning actor for her character Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black and her depiction of political trailblazer Shirley Chisholm on the FX series Mrs. America. She currently stars in the HBO series In Treatment. Uzo Aduba, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I read that growing up, you and your sisters had like a secret language that used to really annoy your brothers. What was that secret language?
Yeah, it was called Ifig. It's almost like a pig gibberish is really like what we called it, gibberish. And my sister and I remember at a we were at a doctor's appointment. You know, my mom would bring all of us simultaneously, you know, at the same time, just like one after the other go. And we spent the whole time while we were the two in the waiting room practicing with each other to really master it. And we did. And like, we did it without like, while our brother was in there and he like came out and we had it like locked down and he never got to learn it. And hated
He missed the lesson.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, as you are telling this memory, I imagine that you don't use it anymore. Your sisters.
No, we do. We can still.
Oh, you do.
We can. Not often, but we definitely for sure. it's actually key when we were around our family members, because you couldn't, like, if you were out in public, Igbo, our family's native language, like, works. But if you're around your family or other Igbo speakers, it definitely does not work. So like, if you're right. around like aunties and uncles and you want to say something that you don't want them to hear, gibberish comes in like immediately, perfectly.
Is your dog okay? Oh yeah.
Sorry. My dog is going to town. I didn't even factor in the Fenway of it all. I'm sorry. I'm
so sorry. No, not at all. My dog was barking a little bit earlier. So it's good. It's a dog party.
Stop me if he may be like, he's like, an interview. I said I was broke.
What's the name of your dog, by the way?
His name is Fenway Bark.
Oh, Fenway.
Fenway Bark.
Fenway Bark. I'm from Boston. Let me get him because he is going to town. I'll be right back. Okay. Hold on.
All pets should have first and last name. Fenway Bark. Fenway Bark.
Inspired. I believe she will return. In the meantime, I can look at these beautiful cabinet doors on your kitchen.
Thank you.
And you currently star in Treatment. Now, this show has had a different iteration in the past, and this is the brand new version of it. And the show follows your character. You are therapist Dr. Brooke Taylor and three of Dr. Brooke Taylor's patients. I gotta say, over the course, especially of the last year, I have thought a lot about how my therapist is doing. because you know, I'm just like, I'm sure we're all coming to you with the same thing, and there's your character kind of talks about that within the show.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I mean, I think my experience in doing the show was realizing, firstly, these are just people too, you know, they are not all knowing. And I had not considered, I guess, with the same weight before, that the hour before me, someone was here. Yeah. The hour after me, someone was here, right? And tomorrow and the day after that, and I wonder why they take the whole month of August off. You know, it's like that kind of like a thing that it's like they have to hold space for every single person who comes in here.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
All right, Uzo, we have a little Ask Me Another challenge for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Born ready.
So this game is called Trivia Golf, and we're going to give you a category. Let's, you know, for example, TV shows that have won the most primetime Emmy Awards. And then your goal is just to give me the answer that you think is the closest to number one on the list. So if it's like, in this case, it would be Saturday Night Live has won the most Emmys. That would be, as they say, a hole in one.
Got it.
And because you have a good competitive spirit, you will be competing against our very own Jonathan Colton.
Oh, uh-oh.
He is at a slight disadvantage because you have the upper hand. All the questions were written about your interests.
So I'm hoping that your interests align with mine in some respects.
And me as well.
You have invested in a professional women's soccer team. Okay. Soccer is the number one most popular sport in the world, with 4 billion fans, according to the World Atlas. But we want to know, what sport do you think is the next most popular sport in the world? Uzo, you go first.
I'm going to say rugby.
Rugby.
Very good. Very good. Jonathan, what's your guess?
It's very hard to think about this not with an American's perspective, of course, because that's where I live. I don't know. Rugby? That's a good one. I mean, baseball is played around the world, but... But cricket also. Cricket?
Mm-hmm. That was another one. Huh?
I'm going to say cricket.
Okay. Well, turns out Jonathan stole that one. Cricket cricket is the second most popular sport in the world with 2.5 billion fans. Rugby is on the list at, it's actually the ninth most popular with 475 million. And in between that, there's ice and field hockey put together as a Canadian. Oh. I think that's not good, but whatever.
Put together.
And then tennis, volleyball, table tennis.
Really?
Then basketball, then baseball, rugby, and golf. Uzo, you've told us that you're a big tennis fan, and we know American women's tennis is great because there are stars like the Williams sisters. But on the other hand, an American man has not won a major singles tournament since 2003. So, which American man has won the most Grand Slam singles titles?
I feel like this is going to be someone like from way back. In 1928, singles champions, but I'm inclined to say Pete Sampras.
Pete Sampras. All right, good.
I used to follow tennis, but I haven't in recent years, so I actually don't know many of the current tennis players' names. So I'm going to go a little further back. I'm going to say, this is a classic, John McEnroe. I'm going to say John McEnroe. Ooh.
All right, Uzo, Pete Sampras, number one.
Number
one. 14. He won 14 times throughout the 1990s, and his last win was the U.S. Open in 2002.
Wow.
And John McEnroe on the list. On the list, Jonathan, at number four. Actually, he's tied with William Larned, who won in the early 1900s. John McEnroe between 1979 and 1984, and Richard Sears, who won in the 1880s. Uzo, you watched the Bravo reality franchise, The Real Housewives.
Yes.
Okay. So.
For the record, I do not.
Okay.
So we'll see how this goes.
Hopefully we can convert you to that. I've been following the church for 13 years. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So Vulture published a subjective list of 100 most memorable moments of the American franchise.
I love the subjective tag.
Yeah. So according to them, which version of the show had the most memorable moments?
Which show had the most memorable moments? I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Atlanta, okay. Jonathan, what do you think?
I really have no idea here. I don't even have in my head an accurate list of what cities have been done. So I'm just going to pick a city at random and hope they did a series there. Miami?
They did.
Okay.
Great.
All
right.
Halfway there.
Jonathan, Miami is number six.
I got on the list.
With two memorable moments, according to Vulture. Okay. It had two. Atlanta is tied for second place.
Okay. There you go.
Is number one New Jersey?
Number, actually, New Jersey is number 4.
Really? But I'm so fascinated now. I want to
but New Jersey has 12 memorable moments, but it includes what is considered the number 1 memorable moment. That table flip.
That's what I immediately regretted. I was like, those first couple years had a lot in there that I was like, this might be one. Okay, so Atlanta is tied for 2 with one.
Yeah, so with Beverly Hills. Uh-huh. Atlanta and Beverly Hills. Uh-huh. But number 1, New York.
New York.
I mean, this is Vulture, remember. This could be very biased. But 24 memorable moments. Okay, and just this is the last one. Just because you're a trained opera singer, we can't usually ask it questions to just everybody, but you're a trained opera singer. So which opera do you think has had the most performances worldwide since 1996? And this is according to Opera Base.
I'm going to go with The Marriage of Figaro or La Nozze di Figaro. Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to just say La Boheme. I'm going to say.
Oh, that's also a good one.
Okay. Jonathan, La Boheme, number 1. Marriage of Figaro, though, no, not bad. Number 4.
Okay.
Well done, both of you. And Uzo, such a joy. Uzo Aduba is the star of the new season of the HBO series In Treatment. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. You guys are great. I love joining.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our games were written by our staff, along with Emily Kramer, Ashley Brooke Roberts, and senior writer Karen Lurie, with additional material by Kara Weinberger and Emily Winter. Ask Me Another is produced by Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Rebel Wood, with Gianna Capodona and our intern, Zach St. Clair. Our senior producer is Travis Larchuk. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal. And our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.